Hi, I'm Dan.
And I'm Eric.
And you are due for a sharpening.
It is. It's very serious. So serious, it just started. Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, two, it started on five. I didn't even see the countdown. What happened?
It has begun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you heard the music. You heard, you know what's happening.
All right. It's good.
Nice to see everybody on this most fabled of hallowed tasty treat holiday weeks. Thanksgiving, USA. I said that like that was a town. Welcome to Thanksgiving, USA. We're here with Mabel, where she builds a cookie the size of a volleyball court. Anyway, we are here today with a very special guest. In fact, Karsten Camps, would you tell us exactly what your title is?
So technically, I'm a student equipment manager for Northern Machine University. Depends on who you talk to. If you talk to the guys, they may call me the head guy already, but I don't have that title yet. I wish.
Yeah, I'm going with head guy.
That's a lot of props. I'll
first take guy it. On the show means head guy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So we got head guy.
Northern Michigan University, which we won't tell you where that is.
No, but we will tell you that the N stands for knowledge.
I went there, as you can tell. And here I am now. Yeah. Well, welcome. Yep.
Thank you.
It's good to have you on.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Good deal.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
That's an honor.
That's an honor for you to say it's an honor.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Talk shop with some other guys. So
yeah, it's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, so for the audience out there, whomever may be listening, Karsten has played hockey with both Dan and I intermittently for the past few years.
Oh, yeah, probably. Or coming into a hockey shop, need my skates buzzed or something. So,
you know, speaking of us meeting you via hockey, playing intermittently, as Eric said, drop in, beer league, what have you. What is your hockey background?
I've been playing probably since I could walk. I think competitive years, it's probably up to 15 now. So I've played all levels. I've played travel. I've played house. I've learned to skate. Outdoor rinks, drop in. I mean, it's been all over the place. Tried to go play elsewhere and had some injuries that wouldn't allow me to play anymore. So now I'm just kind of sticking at men's league.
What do you got? We've all got those. What do you got?
Hips, shoulders. I mean, the normal stuff from wear and tear over the years. So
yeah, it's a tough damn.
Yeah. What's the highest level?
Well, clearly it's where we met him.
Yeah.
Men's
league for
sure.
That is not true.
No, I'd say I played high school for 3 years. I didn't get to play. Okay. Didn't get to play my fourth or my freshman year with the aging. So I stayed back and tried to be a mentor to other kids. And
you tried to soak up ice time. That's what you tried to do, right? Because I did the same shit.
I'm not about to sit on the bench for a year. So yeah, no, I took advantage of my extra year, and I don't know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Amen to that, man. It's really interesting that you guys, you know, you played in a program, both of you, where that was the prevalent thing, where the younger guys are going to be, I don't know what they call it, red shirt or green shit shirt, you know, just doused in it, just shitty freshman, where you don't play a lot, right? And my thing, on the other hand, my program was like, they were going from JV to varsity. They were making the jump. And my buddy and I, who was my D partner, we were Bantams. So we were like 13 in Bantams, and they asked us to play up. So I played double the hockey that year. It was a completely different experience. So like, you guys are getting groomed and everything, and you're going to make your spot. Our thing was, we were so bad because we jumped into the varsity thing that they figured, you know, the coaches were like, well, if we start now, we're probably going to be able to compete within like 5, 6, 7, 28 years, you know. So we played all the time. And it was so weird to be 13 and play against like men with beard, like these 18-year-old kids that were on the other teams, you know. So yeah, anyway, just different experiences like that.
That's kind of how it was like sophomore year of high school, playing like JV. You're playing against guys who are 18, 19 already. They got facial hair and I haven't even thought about it. So or right. If it's there, you can't right. see it.
It's under your cup.
But it was fun. Yeah. It's somewhere in there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just like us. We are your first pubes, the three right. of us. So again, yeah. It's so good to be reunited yeah. after all these years since we first popped up yeah. and got lost in the woodwork, you know, the morning yeah, woodwork. So
yeah. This is great. This is just
good. Oh. Crushing it.
Oh, the hits on the right combo here. So, oh boy.
Eric, I believe you have something to ask Karsten since it's your turn.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, that's how we're doing this.
How are you supposed to follow that up? I don't think
you're just gonna tell good stories, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
How and when did you get this job that you currently hold as head guy?
So senior year of high school, I was looking at classes, thinking about doing an internship. So I reached out to Jeff and I was like, I don't know if there's a way that we can somehow make this work with during school. And unfortunately, it had to be during school hours and this job would be after school hours. So it didn't work. And it was probably halfway through senior year. I was been season ticket holders my whole life. So like I know this building inside and out, and now even more, I know it even better. So walking around the rink, he asked me, he said, "Hey, are you planning on going to Northern?" I said, "Yeah, that's the plan. Mom works here." So I get my tuition and I'm planning on coming. And I think I didn't really have a choice if I was coming here or not. So yeah, he asked me, I said, "Are you still interested when you sign up for classes?" And I said, "Absolutely." And then the rest is history. I've been here for 4 years and probably a couple more to go. And hopefully by that time, I'll maybe take over the reins and make this my real job every day. Come to work at an ice rink, dealing with college students. I mean, it's...
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, we certainly hope that you get to follow that. Two things real quick. So who is Jeff? And what does your mom do at NMU?
Jeff is Jeff Kornack. He is he's my boss. He's the director of hockey ops here. And so his title's a little different. He's director of hockey ops and a little bit part of the equipment. But it's mostly the equipment. He deals with like travel and ordering stuff. And then my mom, she's a secretary at Northern. So I get the added 6 years for free. So,
oh hell yeah.
I was thinking about going to Ferris for golf management, and I don't think that was going to happen with her going or working here in
free school. You're Marquette, born and raised?
Born and raised, yeah. I've been obviously traveling for hockey, but I never been gone for a long period of time. It's always those weekend trips Marquette, born and raised, and I'm happy. I've shoveled my snow.
Yeah,
so
that's cool. I'm used to it. I mean, it's not quite a Cinderella story. I don't know what you would call that. Homegrown, hometown. Yeah.
It's just homegrown. Yeah. Homegrown. I'm happy to be a Youper, and I don't think I'd change it for the world. I love being here.
Hey, amen to that.
Is Jeff on his way out yet?
I don't know. I haven't really, I guess, reached out to, or I guess not really reached out, but I haven't really talked in depth about it. I'm basically just trying to be a sponge, learn everything I can, and hopefully if the job comes available, I would be pretty quick or pretty, I guess, at the top of their list with knowing the program inside and out. But I guess we'll see where the future holds.
I was going to say, this is invaluable stuff that you're learning. So whether someone's moving out of the way when your like student tenure is up, you know, clearly this could be something you could jump behind any bench, so to speak, should you look for a job anywhere. So I think, you know, you're clearly on a good path. And from what I've seen you do from, you know, my side of the stands, going to games and watching you, I can tell that it's something that you're passionate about. And I mean, there's no doubt that there's, you know, with hockey players, you're going to be passionate about things like that. But I feel like not everyone would be cut out for it because it really is like the nerdy side of the coin.
It's not for everybody. I mean, sometimes I'm coming, like game days, I'm coming to the rink at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm not leaving until 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Because, I mean, I can't leave until everything's done and turn around, go home, get some sleep, and I'm right back at it on a Saturday. And Sundays are my day off, so.
You're staying on top of, like, the new types of equipment that's out there and just the science behind hockey in general, like, you know, sharpening skates and what lies guys like. And
yeah, it's
oh yeah, it's so juicy.
Oh, I don't really deal. I don't deal with that much. That's what our stick rep's for. So our stick rep does it all, and we just get a sheet at the end of the day, and we ask the guys if this is what they want, and if they say yeah, we're ordering it, and we'll see it in 8 weeks, and hopefully it'll.
I actually deliver all your guys' equipment.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and then this guy gives it to you.
I'm sure you saw a couple boxes in the last couple of days.
Well, you know me getting excited about that, and you know why. I'm side note, Eric and I, especially me being a righty, Carson, you're a righty too. But you know, just logistically, I would say what the thing goes that if you shoot or if you're left-handed, you probably shoot right. It'd be more seldom that someone who is right-handed shoots right or is left-handed shoots left. So let's just go off of that, right? So if it's like one out of every 10 people is a left-handed person, that means one out of every 10 shooters is a right-handed shot. So if you take all that, yeah, there's not many of us. And I like the really old, small heel curve that also has like an impossible to find like big fat paddle, right? So I was behind him at a game, really playing like Bowling Green or something. And half the game I'm watching and the other half is like looking at everybody's sticks and just like taking inventory because you got to do it, right? And I notice a kid on NMU and I'm like, oh, that's like pretty damn close. But the place is pretty packed. So I'm like asking all these poor people if I could just like, oh, sorry, get out of the way so I can like rub my, you know, groin in your face as I walk across these chairs so I can look down the barrel of your stick rack and check out what the one thing is. And sure enough, I thought it was it. So, yeah, I'm waiting for, you know, if one of those maybe falls out the back of a Zamboni or however the hell that works. We'll fill in the lines.
A FedEx truck, maybe.
We'll fill in the lines, fill in the blanks on a less popular podcast. When we do our really unpopular podcast, we'll talk about, you know, the details of that stuff. But I know that we are all really everything Eric was just talking about, all the ins and outs and everything. It's just to us, it's so exciting. It's so juicy to know like everything that goes into the logistics of running a hockey team as an equipment manager. If I can say this right, could you walk us through a 7-day period that starts with a home series and ends with a road series? You don't have to be too, you know, just briefly, I suppose, but anything that just really sticks out. Like, what's a week like where you're in Marquette for one and then you end on the road?
Oh, that's going to be a perfect example of next week. We're home and home attack. So, I mean,
you can see into the future,
but like longer weekends longer road trips. We will probably leave depending on where, like last weekend we were in Mankato. So we left Wednesday. So Tuesday I come in and pack, I'm packing, restocking trunks with tape, laces, gum, making sure the coaches got their heater and all sorts of stuff. Like there's things that we have in our trunk that like you guys wouldn't believe, like some weird things, like the coaches like having their own heater. I mean, it gets cold in places. Going to the Sioux, nobody likes going to the Sioux, and it's freezing there every time. So
you put a heater like on the floor where they stand behind the bench?
No, it's in front of the coach's room.
Oh, okay.
So
it's not even on the ice level. You
crank it up while we're gone and no, not even on the ice level. It's for the coach's room. I mean, these guys are like, I don't really want to say pampered, but they expect a lot. Yeah. So they expect a lot out of me and my other coworkers. So it's, it's a lot. Like home and home attack. Well, this Friday next Friday we're at home. I'll come in probably 9 o'clock. We'll have morning skate and stuff, so I'll gotta get my Friday and Saturday touches. So I'll come and I'll stick handle on the ice with them and pass and bag some of the guys a little bit, get them moving around the neutral zone, and basically I'm just trying to have a good time with them, make them feel like they're at home. All these guys are from different countries, We got, it's like seven nations here. We got every country you can think of.
Can you name them?
Well, I mean, we got the basic U.S., Canada. We've got two Hungarians, and we got Russia and Sweden. So
Hungarians, eh?
Not really seven, but we're getting wow. There. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into a road trip, a seven day week. I'm always doing laundry. Our washing machine is, I guess, the workhorse of our room. Between that and the skate sharpener, I mean, we're behind it. We're always moving it. We're doing everything. Like, guys are going home at night to go do homework, and I'm just getting my day started. Like, I'd just be getting out of work right now if I was working today. So just a lot of packing, unpacking, restocking, trying to make this room. We just got it renovated, so I'm trying to make this room as nice as possible. I mean, you don't want something out of place and stuff. So kind of just, you have OCD because you want everything to be nice. You want everything to be organized. And that's basically like what we're trying to teach our guys to keep to a certain standard that we want. And hopefully that standard inside the room will turn out onto the ice. And hopefully we can get some hardware in this place.
Oh my God. Yeah. I can't wait for that.
Do you think that makes a big difference with the way guys play and just kind of go about their day to day routine, is having everything nicely organized and having a specific place for stuff, having it all ready to go? Like, obviously it makes it easier for them, but do you think it has like a sense of normality almost?
Like I said, nowadays these guys are pampered. They're getting their unlimited tape and laces and basically whatever they need within reason if we have it. But I think, I mean, we are Russian. He's our fine guy. So like, if I have a problem with something, he's writing it down, and guys are getting fined for it. So if skate guards aren't on, it's mandatory. After practice, we put skate guards on in the room just so everything looks nice. And if it's not on, I'm telling him, and he's making sure.
Wow. What do you fine him? You get to chew less gum or?
No, it's a dollar fine that goes towards the end of the year beer party something.
Shit, I'd leave my skate guards off every day then.
Yeah, right. Yeah, more beer at the end of it.
Not when that dollar is coming out of your pocket and you paid for everything.
Guess it depends on the denomination you're using. Because if you got seven different countries,
right? Is he paying you like 1 ruble per?
Right. Is it like worth?
It's American dollars.
Okay. Yeah, figure that was okay. So put it this way. Is there a sense, like I think what Eric's saying, is there a sense of, is it important to give them a sense that they've like made it to a certain level? Like, this is what, when you play hockey at this level, this is what it can be like if you continue up your work ethic and you continue your game where you are pampered, you know, like you want to give them a feeling. Yeah,
absolutely. I think like these guys want to be the best. They want to go to the next level. Guys aren't coming to college just to say, I'm just going to hang it up after. They want to play in the next level, wherever that may be. It's not going to be the NHL. There's maybe a couple guys in this room that could get to the NHL at some point. Worst case, they're playing in the AHL or Coast or overseas. I mean, it's just like they're building their foundation for the future. I'm just happy to help them.
Right. I'm sure. That's why you see so many people, whether they realize it at the time or not, you get to watch them year after year, whether they come on, they're in the guts of their 4-year tenure or whatever, or they graduate. But it's like, the more you see it, it's like they're having the time of their lives, whether they realize it or not. They might look back on it and be like, but this is a really fun time to be a high-end hockey player, and you get to be a part of it, man. It's really cool.
Yeah,
it's really cool. It's really, just to say this in the middle of this whole thing, but it's like, it's really nice to know you and just to get a look at what your whole world is like because of this, and a mixture of some hard work, some luck, some placement, some setting, whatever you want to call it, but you are where you are and looks like you're having fun.
Just got to know the right people.
It's all networking,
that's
right?
That's all I've heard for the last 4 years is get to know people and that'll get you places.
It does. And it's so hard to win in college, dude. Yeah. It's just so freaking ridiculously hard.
Yeah, it's not easy.
To keep on the last question about the 7-day period for one more thing, like what is the road like when you guys travel?
Roads are the best. I don't have to do laundry.
So for you, it's especially fun.
I mean, it's a place where like during the week, I'm always here. So like I go to class, I come right to the rink. I'm at the rink from, I'd say probably 1 o'clock to 8:30, 9 o'clock. And it's a place to catch up on sleep. And you get to go to some cool places. We've been to New York this year. We've been to Notre Dame. So just some cool places, and you get to know those guys. And the guy at Colgate, when they came here last year, we kind of had a connection. And I purposely picked the trip because of I'd like to go see him again and get to see those places. I mean, it's just cool and all going to St. Clair. I haven't been to St. Thomas. I will this year. But Mankato or going to Bowling Green. I mean, it's fun. Road trips are fun, but seeing those different places are really cool. In the next couple of years, we got some really cool trips that I'm hoping to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that you know, builds a lot of camaraderie with not only between the teammates, but you too, yeah, right? Like,
for sure.
Just getting to hang out and...
Yeah. I mean, these guys are family already. Like, you can tell, like, these guys aren't... They'll do anything for you. Like, they'll stick up for you. You see them in the hallways, like, in class and or going to class, and they're always like, what's going on, what's up, and they treat me like a little brother. They'll throw chirps at me and I'll just give it right back to them. So
yeah
you gotta be quick-witted around
that's
cool, here.
That's awesome, man. I did notice last time on the bench that you did get, I don't know if you wanted to say totally custom, I'm sure it was as customizable as you can get, CCM twig that you got with your name and your number on it and everything.
Nice.
Was that something that you were working up to, or has that been available to you? I know you like can grab, I've seen you, you're as much of a stick guy as me and Eric are, for sure. Yeah. It's like you have a collection of trying different stuff, but
I mean, I like trying new things just like everybody else who plays hockey. It's the newest thing is like, I want it here. It's kind of, when guys go on the road, they have sticks. So it's like, I'll test it out for a couple of days and see if I like it or not. It's kind of, it's a perk obviously, but to a certain extent, I try not to exceed my limit, or I try not to go overboard. And it's just
something. Yeah, that's cool, though. I mean,
it's some other guy's stick and you just find a way.
How many sticks is each player allotted at a time? Is there a certain number, or can you just like get as many as you want? Okay, I didn't think so.
Not on this budget. Big school budgets, yes. Our budget, no. So during the week, guys get two sticks. There's two sticks always in their rack. And then Thursdays is like it's kind of our stocking day. So like, cause we'll be playing Friday. So guys want to get their sticks ready in the morning, Friday morning. So we'll throw another one out. So every guy's got three sticks for the game. As you guys have probably, or Dan has seen, I like my sticks organized. I like them. Everybody's got a spot. I know where it is at all times. Like, I'm always looking to make sure, like, someone's taking a face off, I know where their stick is. I'm just going to sure as hell try to get there as quick as possible. So, yeah, our bench is good. Everybody will yell. They'll give me numbers, and I'm going to get it. And hope to God I get it the right way and don't drop it or fall or something. But, no, so guys get three sticks. One they use, two for the bench, and they don't get unlimited. Our rule is if you break it, you set it by the equipment room door, and then in the morning you'll have another one out for you.
So, I mean, what's your back stock then?
Depends on who it is. Some of our bigger guys, like guys who will go through sticks pretty easily, we will order a dozen or two dozen. Kind of depends on who you are.
So that's really what it is. It's more of a like a if you'll break it or not thing. It's not like a guy is really okay. So I have an example. Yeah. You guys have a CCM contract or whatever you want to call it, right? Sponsorship. Okay. So all the equipment, or at least the outer stuff that we see is all from, where are they? Montreal, they're out of, I think.
Yeah.
Their main plant.
That's their headquarters.
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. So like CCM's got what? Three lines of sticks. They got the Jet Speed. They've got the Rib Core and the
Trigger
and the Tax, right?
Tax.
And this, if anyone wants to wave hi, by the way, they're going to be a star.
We're going to take a quick break while some dudes walk in and out of the locker room, it sounds like. And we just wanted to remind you that you can follow Do for a Sharpening on Instagram, as well as get more information and details about previous episodes on our website at doforasharpening.com. Finally, the biggest way you can help us out is to leave our podcast a rating on Spotify, Apple, or however you're listening to us, and leave a written review. All those help us to get more traction and be recommended to other listeners just like you. And now, back to the episode.
You got three lines of sticks. The bigger guys are allowed to have more order. It's not a loud thing. You're just doing it because it's logical. They break more sticks. But like, do you have any ability if they're like, if they want to try out all three different lines because they don't know what type of stick they want to use? Can they just order them that way? Like if you're going to order a dozen, no, it's all just you're stuck with what you're stuck with.
You're stuck with what you want. Until the next order.
I mean, that's not nearly as bad.
They're used to it.
Yeah.
They're used to it, so they'll stick
with
it.
No pun intended.
It's got to be a certain switch, like curve, flex. It's got to be a kind of a big thing for us to let you get your new ones right away. So the stick that Dan saw was his new batch. He is back to his old batch now, so he has to wait till his old batch is done until he can get his
So he just has to go through all of them before he can get another one?
He's got to go through them all, and he was all pissed off. He was pissed off about it.
They ever catch a guy like new ones and snapping all his twigs on the crossbar after practice in the middle of the night?
Yeah, there, I'm done. I did them right.
They're all broken. Yeah, give me new ones.
Old batch retired. Wow. But then what? You get fined. Yeah. Some beer money or beer party money. If you see that, that's worse than not putting your skate guards on.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's a nice $150 fine. So
yeah. Right.
$150 fine. If you break,
so you
got to
pay
purpose,
full cost.
So. Yeah, factory cost, I suppose.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Cost is your not full retail, cost. Not retail.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, retail, that would be be a lot of beer.
Okay, so that opens that up for me, because like when you see these, you know, it's the newer thing to have a retailer that does non-retail equipment. Like you guys, I think you sell your batches to Hockey Stick Man now, or you did last year.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't know, I don't deal with that. That's,
well, either way,
so just load it up in a box.
Send it to my house is what you should be doing. So, you and I could throw one of those, you know, fine at the end of the year beer parties and just, you know, go through the righty box.
Oh, yeah.
But, so that guy seems to sell the newer versions of whatever sticks they are for like $199. So if you're selling them for $150, he's not making that much of a, you got to sell a lot of twigs to keep that open. But that's interesting anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting sticks all the time, so I mean, he's not
hurting for him.
Yeah, he's certainly not
in a hard place.
I just saw his new
he's getting
his new warehouse on Instagram. They moved or something, and I was just like, oh, God.
I
just want to run my tongue. Well, you guys know what that would sound like. I don't need to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You just did it. You already did it.
Well, I regret it. Put it that way. It was unprofessional. Just like fucking swearing. So who goes through the most sticks on the team right now?
It's about a three-way tie, I'd say. AJ Vanderbeck, he's a guy that on road trips we pack extra. Vinny DeMays there too, and then Alex Fry, last year during the playoffs, we were waiting for a shipment and we were in Ohio, and Jeff's son, boxes came, he went right over to central receiving, ripped through the boxes, grabbed who we needed, and he drove him straight to Ohio for us.
Holy shit. Yeah.
he kind of just said, fuck it, I don't need any other ones, I just need these two guys, and he got in the car and drove straight to Ohio for us. So
get him a raise, man. Get him in on that beer party.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had probably a
before few. He drove, of course,
but yeah. Yeah. or after we
right. do. Right. We're being clean here.
But yeah, there's guys that like when we pack, every guy's getting their three right away. So like after a game week, we'll pull their third. So it's ready for the week. So if they break one, they don't have to tape one. So we'll get every guy to three before we pack. And then we try to get guys to four, depending on the length of the road trip, where we're going to Lake State. It's not far. So we hope to God that nobody goes through four in a weekend. But for those three guys, we'll pack. So basically, it's anybody who's on power play or penalty kill. Or
makes sense.
Centers we load up on because they're getting hacked all the time. So we'll take five or six for some guys. So they'll have two or three extras with us. So we're kind of limited on space in our stick bag. So we kind of try to minimize to a certain extent. Like there's some guys who'll be like, there's no chance he's going through four. So we'll just get him four and then the other guys will take five.
Man, there's still just such thinking about it as such hardcore hockey to even have the risk of going through that many sticks, just how carved up those things get, even in practice. Yeah, you know, it's just full tilt.
Yeah, there's guys busting sticks all the time.
That makes a lot of sense, though. I mean, you get guys that are either taking or blocking more shots than anybody else. Like, yeah, they're gonna go through, you know, maybe two sticks a game, which I never really thought about, but that it just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, there's a science that you're getting to the bottom of who's going to break the most sticks. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, Eric would be interested in this one because you told me time ago that anything equipment-wise that needs, like, a sewing machine, that you've done that too?
Oh, you do repairs and alterations and stuff?
Yeah.
Nice.
Taught myself how to sew, so that's fun. I'm kind of just patching gloves, like, we patch once, and then if it looks really bad, then or they tear through it again, then we'll get them new gloves. But our rule is we got to patch at least once. That
makes sense. You're on a budget, right?
I'm still working on that, but sewing and gotten pretty handy with the heat press.
Making t-shirts,
heat press and socks and jerseys,
so, paninis.
Yeah, making apparel like our apparel. Our apparel coming in is. If it's screen printed, we do it in house.
So what's screen printed that you guys use? Like practice jerseys?
No, we have a place. They make like our game jerseys, so we'll send them there. So our game jerseys and practice jerseys, they'll all get embroidered there. But like our workout shirts and stuff, we'll throw like numbers and logos on them. So they'll come in blank, and then we'll make them look like some
nice. Is that place in town that you get them in, the jerseys embroidered at?
No.
Okay, I won't tell anybody. That there's at least like three embroidery places in Marquette that
I mean if it's something that we can't do on our own, I mean they're pretty good with the place in Chicago is pretty good with getting it to us overnight or something. We've had it happen before with a guy coming in at, needed a name bar and a jersey made, and it was 4 o'clock on a Thursday, and it got here before 5 on a Friday. Next thing you know, it's pregame warm-up, skate, and the guy's wearing his jersey. So
that would never happen with any place in Marquette, because we used to order like a box of jerseys for a peewee team from Marquette Embroidery. It'd take like fucking six weeks.
It takes forever.
It'd be ridiculous.
The jersey would be huge.
It's priority.
Right. Well, yeah, they're all triple XLs.
Yeah, gorilla goalie size. So. Yeah, you got to go to Chicago for that stuff.
Yeah.
So you're talking about like if a player, not, I don't want to say gets called up, but someone who doesn't play often, if you guys got injuries or anything, someone's game goes to shit, just any scenario where you get a new player and you need a jersey for him.
Yeah. So we have two jerseys that are extra, just our empty numbers. But like if we needed a name bar, like last year we had the goalie situation. We brought up the kid that I knew and played hockey with growing up, and we needed a name bar before a Friday game, and we called Thursday. It was here Friday morning, and before pregame, we're sewing it in our equipment room and hanging it up. So, I mean, it's happened awesome. A few times.
Do you have like equipment alterations that guys need? So if something comes factory stock, elbow pad, shin pad, skate, tongues, whatever, that you've ever had to change because they needed it some way?
Yeah. This year we had our starting goaltender, Benny Hlas from Hungary. We had large pants for him. He came to us and said, "I can't stop a puck." I said, "Okay, it's the pants' fault."
I think pants means a different word. It's the translation's different, is what his problem was.
Right.
You know, "I can't take a shit" is what he meant to say. It was pants on.
It could have been, but he said, "When I go in the butterfly, my pants hit and it opens it up, opens up my five hole." I go, "Okay." So he said, "Can you hem him up for us?" So Jeff hemmed him up for us, or hemmed him up for him, and asked him the next day, how were they? And he goes, "They're really good. I haven't heard anything since." So, and he's been on a
but tear not his recently, pants. So.
Yeah, you didn't not tearing his pants. You didn't put like a frog toe in between his legs, like a web toe, catch all the pucks.
Nope.
Or like just a rabbit's foot or something.
Just sewed up just sewed up on the pant leg a little bit and made him a little shorter. He was looking for mediums and we didn't have mediums in stock and it would have taken forever for us to get him. So we just kind of had to do it on our own and works out. And I know he's.
Yeah, I saw that, man. That's awesome.
Pants really worked out.
Pants worked out. So,
but to Eric's point,
the pants,
do you think it would really be noticeable with the technology they have today if you had like a webbed net that you kind of hemmed?
That's definitely from illegal.
The knees of the, sure I didn't say it'd be allowed. I said, would they notice it? Different. I mean, what's the max penalty for doing something like that? Two Probably. Minutes? Big fucking deal. Like, you may as well give it a shot, right?
They make me change pants mid-game.
Just like a bag that's a net. Just between, like, that's connected to the back of the knees of the goalie kick pads. Right. And the nut bag. Right. So it's just a nut bag. It's a sack, right? And it's just no five hole. So, no, probably not. All right.
No, I think the pant leg hem is perfect what we needed, so... He keeps it up.
You can do mine too. I've been doing great lately. Just, you know, in general, at stuff.
Do you guys ever do like, you ever seen Tyler Bertuzzi, especially? He's got those like extended wrist guards that come off of his elbow pads. It looks like it's made from like old hockey helmets from back in the 80s.
The red ones.
Yeah.
The slash guards.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, we haven't. We've done the glove ones. We've the
shot made blockers,
the padding. We've had a few guys break their hand here, so we've kind of figured.
That's funny because Bertuzzi broke his hand.
Just take some shot blocker material and throw some material over and sew it on and a little piece of protection.
I love that aspect of it, man. I just think it's so cool, like all the hidden extra poundage of equipment that guys could be wearing just because of the style of their game or whatever it may be, you know.
Yeah, our guys are pretty easy. Nobody's asked for something. I mean, that out of the blue, like where we're thinking, like, shit, how are we gonna make this? Our guys are pretty easy. Our big thing right now is shot blockers. With guys going down with injuries, it's mandatory
on the
for
gloves?
Shot blockers on our team. So
okay,
no.
Do you guys use the plastic ones or those the black? Like carbon layover.
We do both.
Oh, really?
Oh, what do you make them out of?
So. Just buy those sheets.
Eric said carbon, so I just most things are made of carbon, I suppose.
Carbon fiber.
Just use anything.
We buy the sheet. Yeah, we buy the plastic sheets from like Skate Works or something. And we'll cut them out and mold them to their skates and throw some straps on. So. But yeah, we got it's about half and half, I think, with guys with the black ones. I think the black ones are clean.
Yeah, they're not as bulky either.
Yeah. One of our guys was trying to ask us what kind of these
were. You know what I did notice? Maybe it's the preference as to why, but I was someplace that they had those things. The original one, the skate fender or whatever, which I think were invented in the UP originally. You know, the translucent the ones. The big bubbly plastic ones, right? But like I do, wear your shin pad and sock over your tongue, it basically doesn't fit with that blocker. So like I could see that being a reason why someone would choose the other one, the adhesive, the black ones.
Yeah, we don't do the ones that are like full, like fully over it. We cut them in half and they lace them through their skates or like their skate lace. and then they'll connect in the back and connect in the bottom. So it's kind of easy to take off. Kind of a pain in the ass
sounds like it.
Lace, but like the black ones, I mean, worst case they pop off and we just throw some double sided tape on and pop them right
back to it, huh?
They're good to go for hopefully a while.
So what's the what's the wildest thing you've seen happen this season? I really don't know. I know that's like a super vague question. Because I don't mean like, oh, I watched a turtle get run over in the middle of winter, you know, by a pink car or something.
Not like, winter. But
well, you know, turtles in winter. This, like Arctic turtle. I don't know. Yeah. It's awesome as that concept is. I'm not sure that you're going to find them around here.
Teenage Mutant.
But yeah, hockey. Arctic turtle. In alliance with your job, what's the craziest thing you've seen this season?
This year hasn't been bad. Last year was kind of
go there then.
Yeah, do that.
Year, 2 years ago,
was go to the good one.
Yeah, we were playing up at Tech.
It's always Tech, isn't it? Hate
going to Tech. It's always Tech. Yeah, one of our goalies with the true tongues. You can take the tongues out, and he took them out to dry.
Where?
And forgot them. Starting goalie left him at the one cue. So thank God our backup goalie had true as well. But yeah, we were sitting there probably, I don't know, probably 10 minutes before pregame warm-up or pregame skate or like warm-ups or whatever. He comes to me, he goes, I forgot my tongues. I'm thinking, do we have extras?
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking, what kind of tongues are we talking about here? Because like I didn't really know what he's talking about.
And he goes, true still tongues. Doesn't help you.
Yeah, like.
Unless you're really in it, unless you're really focused.
Well, when he said true tongues, I was like, oh, I know what he's talking about. But I didn't realize that.
How do they come out?
It's like a Velcro.
I didn't realize. It's just Velcro at the bottom. That?
You can swap them for different.
It's easy to dry.
Easier to dry. All right, because you guys play four times a day.
So if like if your tongue or your tongue wears out, you can just buy new tongues. So he's like, man, I left my tongues at home. I'm going, okay, well. So I called Tech's equipment guy. I said, hey, you guys happen to have any extra tongues?
Of course he said no.
I go, shit. Yeah, he's not going to say yes.
I mean, their guys are good. Like, if they forget something, like, we'll help them out. It's kind of like a brother thing where, like, you need
something. Right, equipment manager, camaraderie. I see that. So, right. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like oh, it's
but
Tech.
But that's a high, that's a tall order.
Yeah, it's a very specific
true
thing.
Removable goalie tongues.
I'm thinking like, come on, like how do you forget your tongues? Like
they're not
they're connected
though.
To your skin.
Not all the time. True did not. That, man. They I fucking found, come I right found out. That out.
Yeah, I know. And so I was like, all right, well. So I asked our backup goalie. I said, hey, you got extra tongues? He goes, no, but he can have mine. I go, okay, well, problem solved. Nope, it's not solved because our backup goalie does not have tongues anymore. And if he has to go in, he's fucked. So I'm cutting up a towel, folding a towel to put as a tongue before warmups. Like normally Tech, it's kind of a shit show when you get up there because it's his day trip and you have to unpack the skate sharpener and all that. So it's like, all right, yeah. Once you get everything set up, it's pretty easily. And then this comes out of the blue and I was like, all right, well. It's a little change of plans. So I'm cutting up a towel to fit into his like skates so he can tie his skates. And he wore them for the whole game. Prayed to God that he didn't have to go in. And
ended up
winning the game. And I had to take a video at the end of the game of our backup goalie taking
his towels out.
taking the towels out of his skates and throwing it away. And I was like, do you want to keep him?
Oh, he should have kept him.
Well, yeah. No, he didn't have to. He should have given him to the goddamn starter.
Yeah, right.
Be given his tongues back. Those are my tongues. Yeah. They have my number on them or whatever. Trade all you. The customizable stuff. I'm looking at my pair of Mars Blades right now and just trying to imagine tying them up and playing
with fucking towel
supplement in there. Yeah, not happening.
Well, worst part of
that's crazy, dude. Man. Yeah, you had to warm up for real.
Actually taking shots with them and everything.
Yeah. So, I mean, thank God it wasn't a player.
Yeah, that's not.
It's a player where
you can't
screw it.
That's why, so you should have a fine system for tongues being removable at all. you know, not just leaving them at home. Just if I catch you with removable tongues, you're fined $1, you know.
Yeah, I think he's learned his lesson because his tongues are in his skates. So
keep a bag of tongues with you from now on?
I just hope to God it never happens again.
I do keep a bag of tongues, and it's a little bit more efficient than the hoping to God part.
Right.
But I don't know if we're talking about the same, you know.
But yeah, no. Other than that, I mean, we've had steel break, which is
do you guys have never a fun. Lot of backup steel, or just go with what you have?
Yeah. So we have our extra bag of steel that we travel with everywhere.
CCMs are a little different though, right? Than like, cause I have Bowers and they have the trigger, and Eric, you have the jet speeds, right? And they have the little wheel.
Yeah. It's a dial.
Does that take longer to take? It's got like to
5 seconds longer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
I hate CCM. Like the,
there you go.
I mean, I love the saved. Brand, but I know I had to.
See,
but I hate the dial.
I like the concept of the dial because I've seen the toque blades give out more where they'll just like pop out. And if the trigger fails, you have to take the whole fucking toque off and fix it from the inside.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. But at least the dial, you can do it on the outside. But anyway, continue. Why do you not like them?
It just takes forever. Like I can, my pit crew for a Bauer skate is pretty quick. I can get one out and pop it in before probably 30 seconds, but like I have to sit there and spin. Right.
Sitting there and dude's standing there awkwardly waiting for you to finish.
Yeah. And if you go too far, what I've had this happen a couple times, you go through too far and then you try to twist it back in.
Yep.
The thing goes sideways on you and it gets stuck. So then I have to spin it out, tell them to step on it. And then I have to put pressure on and then twist it back in. And
yeah.
Just takes too long. If it was my way, everybody'd have Bauer.
I actually broke a steel from a shot hitting it when I was probably like a peewee. This was pre-trigger, pre, you know, the pop-out thing at all. So like they do fail. And then in that one, we were like 3 hours away from home and I just couldn't play the rest of the damn game. there was no way back then. It was like, it's so crazy to think that now you're like, my tongues pop out. So do you have extra tongues? And it's like, yeah, I do. But at the time it was if your steel breaks on your skate and you're 3 hours from home, you know, and you're a peewee, you just didn't play the rest of the game. You know,
was that you or Jordan that forgot the whole hockey bag once?
Me.
It was you.
We were in Kenosha bag. And my uncle actually, my uncle was up from Arizona. So it's like a 2,400. No, that's not true. It's like a 1,400 mile trip, right? From Arizona. And that was like the one game that week that he could have seen me play. God. And we drove from Kenosha to Milwaukee and we get there and open mom's trunk and there's no bag. And like that, I'm just like picturing it. It was just one of those little snafus that happens with bad communication. Like I'll put it in the thing and then you're a kid, so it's like, well, what he probably meant was that he'll put it in there after I put it next to the car on the side that no one gets in the car on, so nobody even sees it and the trunk's already closed. So exactly, I think everyone's had some ridiculous story about that, which is funny because you get to use all that memory, Karsten, and like put it into, you know, your work ethic. And it's like why you won't even forget a roll of tape.
Right.
Because you're at such a high level. Yeah.
I mean, it comes to a certain point on the road, like you forget it. It's like it's nothing I can do about it. They can be mad for so long but it's like
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Well, and then how else do we get good stories, you know, for you to tell us if everything goes so smoothly and perfectly, you know? Yeah. So would that be the craziest thing you've dealt with the entire tenure you've been there? Or have you seen something like it?
This was just like an odd situation. A guy blocks a shot in Mankato, comes to the bench, and I can see his toes. I go, okay. Shattered his toe cap. And I'm sitting there. I said, please tell me you have your other pair of skates. He goes, yeah. Mankato, there's no way to get across to the other side. Like during a game. So I have to run under the bleachers around and I'm running like all the way around to get back to the locker room. Like in between periods, like I just walk across the ice. But in the middle of a game, it's like that happens, my first reaction was, oh fuck, like what am I supposed to do here? And if he didn't have his extra pair of skates, like,
yeah, there's no quick fix for that.
There's nothing I could have done. And so his toe cap blew out. I full sprinted through the bleachers. It's pitch black. I can't see anything. I'm trying not to trip. I'm trying not to fall. I'm trying not to do anything. Run and grab his skates, cut it back, pop a steel in. And keep in mind, CCM steel, so I have to spin it all the way. And I think he maybe missed a shift.
Wow.
So, right on, man. Good work.
Were you in track too?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I wonder what my heart rate would have been at.
It's that special track high. Where they make you run in the dark and dodge like metal poles right. So they don't get concussed. It's
called the military.
Right.
It was just kind of one of those things like, that's my main priority. Like I had to, there's nothing like if someone breaks a stick, I'm sorry. Like,
deal with it.
I can see someone's toe. Like that's not okay.
No.
So.
Wow.
But yeah, that and then the forgetting your tongues, that's probably the two, I guess, weirdest things I've ever had to deal with on the road.
Yeah, right on, man. Well, you clearly have a knack for this, and whether it's a mixture of natural and just honed ability, and, you know, it'd be awesome to have you back here prior to this, but we can all see that something like this in a greater capacity awaits you too. So you got to just do us a favor and be on when you're on your next step. When you're on your next higher paying hockey equipment manager gig, you know.
Right on. Well, yeah, when you take over for Paul Boyer, send me some tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been down there. I went down there for training camp and I met with
him. Oh, really?
Talked to him a little bit about it. So
that's cool.
Oh, that's incredible, man.
It's crazy. Like you think our attention to details, I guess, at the certain point where for college hockey, it's pretty good, but there it's above and
beyond. Oh yeah, like, I can imagine.
Like if there's a like a hair on the ground, they're picking
it. Yeah. Yeah. I used to watch videos of him just behind the scenes because I was actually considering doing your job for a little bit, but then I found out you gotta get up early and shit. I was like, nah, I'm not doing that.
That's the worst part about it. You got to think about it. You're coming to a rink out.
Oh, I know. I still manage to do that anyway, so I'm all good.
Yeah, you're doing that anyway.
You do it for me. You got it covered.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's been a cool ride, and I'm happy where I am.
I can see that.
I love these guys.
I can see that.
That's cool.
Hey, so I know that the best fan experience you ever had was that game. That I was like peeking over the thing and I was like, hey.
It was bird dog in my sticks. That was
bird dog in your sticks. Well, hey, I mean, I did everything I could not to just like take the one I wanted, throw over my shoulder, take the next one I wanted, beat you with it so you couldn't say anything.
And that would have been the worst fan experience in the same day.
And call you later and be like, hey, I know you understand. So sorry about the, you know, sorry about the broken jaw and all that shit.
But we've had our talks on the bench before. So I understand where you're coming at. I mean, I'm the same. Everybody likes that new stuff. And if you find something you like, you want it and you want to stock up on it. So you have them.
I don't care if mine's 10 years old. It's just as long as it's in my specs.
as long as it's what you need.
They're so hard to find, man. They're so hard to find. But on that, like, have you ever had a bad experience with a fan?
Aside from the notion of Dan beating you with a stick and stealing
shit. That
wasn't
real, though. That was a fantasy of his.
But
I mean, no. I can't say I have. Like, what are they going to get mad at me for? Like, I don't have any sanity.
People get mad at refs and they're good at what they do.
No, that's not even close, dude. Refs ruin everything.
Yeah, but like I'm opening a door, I'm changing someone's steel. Like that's all I do. I've had a pretty last week it was pretty funny. I had some college kids sitting behind me and they're kind of chirping at me and I was just kind of talking back to them and Mankato scores and they go, "Oh, what happened?" Then we score in overtime. I go, "Oh, what happened?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see what happened."
Yeah, so, full circle. Get them back.
I mean, that's probably the best experience I've had. Like where guys, it's college kids. They're like trying to get me to do stuff. They wanted like a piece of gum and They're up 2-0, so they're pointing at the backup goalie and telling him to go in. And then I pointed at their backup goalie and told him he should probably go in too. So, I mean, it's just at the end of the day, it's they can't get mad at me. Like, what am I supposed to do?
No, that's fun hockey.
It's all just fun.
Yeah, as long as it's really cool that they're knowledgeable.
They asked for a picture, so I mean,
oh, that's cool.
I had to win some Mankato hearts there.
There you go. Well, hey, dude, when you're doing it for the Wings or the Wild or something one day, then, you know, that'll be a valuable picture and they can come and like, now you had to pay a $210 to come see my ass on the glass. Right.
Right. Yeah. That's the ultimate trip.
I wish I would have got the picture. That would have been kind of funny.
Well, we'll take a picture of you right now.
Yeah.
We'll get all the pictures you want, you know? No problem.
No, it was hilarious. I mean, guys, you can chirp me all you want. I'm just going to say, I can't do anything about it. I'm sorry. Can't score a goal. I can't block a shot. I can't do anything. just standing next to my sticks.
That's where you want to be, though.
So, obviously, you know, we would kind of know what the answer is, but more specifically to you, what does hockey mean to you?
It means everything.
Super broad, I know. But
I mean, growing up, everybody's goal is to make it to the NHL. Obviously, you got to realize that probably not that good.
I'm that good. You talk about yourself. I'm that good.
Yeah, Eric's that good. He just broke all his bones and never played and no one ever saw him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, at a certain point, you got to know, like, it's going to be over eventually. And this was just kind of my way to, I mean, I'm still around the guys. Like, when guys are gone, like, they're on the road, I'll skate with the guys who are still here. So it's like, I mean, I still get to skate every once in a while. I get to see all like the new stuff. I get to be in on certain things that most people were like, oh, this is really cool. Like knowing like, so we have 4 sets of jerseys now. The throwbacks, which were for Boston University 50th anniversary or whatever, 30th anniversary. Everybody's like, oh yeah, these are super cool. We should bring them back all around like for the next couple of years or whatever. And little did they know they were coming back.
Oh, that's cool.
So like the anniversary is it had everybody's name on who played on the team. We pulled those names, threw our own on there, and now it's our home set.
Oh wow.
They look great this year, man. Just,
they look really good.
Yeah.
I actually they're probably my favorite out of our 4 sets. Before that, I think I like our greens. Just a classic.
I love the greens.
The Florida Panther within the shield instead of like a cat head or whatever. But no, I think our jersey designs are really good this year and I know they're going to be here for a while. So
dude, if you have any input, you know, just going with that throwback and like the NHL is doing their reverse retro, which this current batch is, I would say, better than the previous one that they came out with a couple of years ago. At least Detroit fans, you know, they're definitely better. But they're a lot better.
Better than a practice jersey.
That was a low bar for sure.
It was a fucking practice jersey that like you could win at a bank if you open a new checking account. It was ridiculous.
Detroit must have been last to get their jersey designs.
It was last place for sure.
They were last to probably get done. They were probably sick of them, so they're like, we'll just give them something that they'll wear a couple times and never wear.
I don't know if they like didn't want to offend the Wings because there were like, and I could see it going in and being like, well, Detroit never even wears their own like Winter Classic jerseys over, or they never do it.
Can't.
But this year's are pretty cool, and I know they're gonna wear them like 7 times, I think. But I digress.
They're wearing them next or this week.
Yeah, the 28th. That'll be cool.
I was hoping I'm heading down tomorrow for a couple games. I was hoping we'd see them down there on Thanksgiving, but they're wearing them the next game. So
wait, are you going on Friday?
Yeah, and I'm going.
I'll be out there on Friday
right
too.
On. Let's go. Fuck yeah, dude, that's sweet. Eric's going down there too.
But yeah, we're making a family trip down there for Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Change something up. I mean, we can sit in the UPL for every other holiday. So
yeah.
We'll go down, we'll watch a little football, we'll watch some high school football, cheer on Nagani, and maybe buzz over to either U of M, watch them play Harvard, or head up to Grand Rapids and watch the Griffins play, or something.
So. Dude, your cup runneth over for Thanksgiving. Yeah,
that's a lot of options.
Talk about stuffing and an all new meaning. That's beautiful shit. Yeah.
We were going to throw a Lions game in there, but tickets are too expensive because they're winning games finally.
Funny how that works.
Just like legal scalping. But anyway, my point.
Evan's sweating over here, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Evan's a big Packer fan. He went to that game.
Yeah, I was at that Packer game.
Yeah.
Was Aaron Rodgers soon again? I wasn't sure.
I liked you to this point. Why? No, don't ruin it.
This
you
is a goddamn hockey podcast.
You were too drunk to remember the game anyway. Who cares?
He looked like he wanted to talk sitting
over there. What did you do the day before, Evan?
Oh, yeah. I went to my first Wings game. Fabulous. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
it
was, yeah, which one?
The 25th anniversary of the 98 Cup. I went to that one. That was my first game.
Yeah.
I all my buddies were like, Steve Weiserman? Who's that guy? Never heard of her.
Duster.
Right, her, yeah. But on that note, my point is that if you have any say and you're around the NMU thing, you know, the 91, the 25th anniversary of the 91 championship, the one and only championship, would be coming up within that time frame, and going back to whatever the hell the Cats wore at that time, that would be a good throwback jersey for that year. That'd be pretty damn cool. I mean, you got one.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we got going.
It should be that. I can't think of a better thing. And I'm in charge, so.
Did you say 25th anniversary of 91?
Right. Shouldn't that be coming up?
That doesn't add up.
Yeah, it does.
Do you know what year it is?
I don't know. 22. It happened in 91.
Yeah,
that's
this is definitely a hockey podcast right now.
That's 31 years ago.
Math is way too hard. We can't do it.
Oh my
I'm
not
blaming you. Dan did that.
I went the other way. That's what it was. Because of what he said, the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, the other way. He went the other
way. Yeah, I don't know what we got working on. Maybe we got something cooking up. I'm not sure.
The 35th anniversary.
Right. There you go.
This just in.
That's
numbers. Right.
No, it'd be cool to do something. It's always cool to honor that team, especially it's our only one. So to represent them, hopefully it'll be good.
Maybe we could do a live episode during that game when that happens.
Wearing you those can jerseys.
Mic me up on the bench.
Yeah. Oh man.
Whoa. Yeah.
I've had some people ask me. I go, I don't much like. I'll sing a song or there, but I don't. Guys during warmups, they'll come up and shoot the shit with me or something. So we got our little superstitions that we do.
That would be badass if we could just mic you and like that. That would be like an amazing Instagram.
That would be cool. Do material. A mic'd up.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do it. I'm game for anything. I mean, I think it'd be cool to show like people like what we talk about. You're probably gonna have to bleep.
No, not at all, dude.
It
no
says explicit on
way.
This podcast, so it's all good, dude.
Yeah, dude, and not even like highlight stuff. I'm talking about like the whole game, just 3 hours of you being
just live stream it, so that if anyone's actually interested, they can just you know.
That is beautiful. Yeah, this is cool. Great stuff right there. And if anything, I mean, that should definitely get us.
If you guys want to do it, I'm 100% in.
All right. And that should definitely get us in on a couple free 25th anniversary of the 91 championship jerseys that are coming up in the next 6-7 years. Right. So
our last name is Riley.
Right. For that new bar you send to Chicago. Yeah.
That we have overnight.
Where am I? Right here, you know. Yeah,
it won't even make it out of the FedEx truck. He'll be tearing that shit open before the day's over.
He'll good thing I didn't tell him where it's actually coming or what the name of the
Chicago.
Place is.
That's all that matters.
You
said
Chicago, dude. Chicago, I have Google. Yeah, no. All right. I own Google. Yeah, I own our Google.
So. He has a map.
Yeah.
No, we kind of have some thoughts about adding some things, whether it's a helmet option or something a little different. Just to try to change something up. I mean, the green helmets are nice, but you see like even Tech, they're doing white helmets or I mean, you got the classic Michigan, but I don't think we'll go that crazy.
No, that whole football.
Just be adding another thing, color.
But yeah, I think white would be cool.
Yeah, white would be cool. I like the idea of the jersey that just said Northern.
Yeah,
you know, cool. Like, you know, the Wisconsin Badgers. Kinda like
the Wildcats, but just it Northern says
instead. Wildcats, but if it just said Northern rather than Wildcats for one of them. I've been thinking that for since I came up here in 06. So I thought that like immediately, but just a little tinge of mine. Well, hey, man, I think we got it. And this has been awesome. And thank you so much for coming on.
Cool, man. Well, good luck with your endeavors.
Yeah, Carson Camps, everyone. We'll see you on the bench soon, bud.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow. We'll drop in tomorrow.
Where you got?
Drop in Lakeview, 11:30 to 12:50.
No, the one that no one shows up to.
Yeah, I mean it's still fun.
Carson's showing up.
If you're showing up, bring that stick.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know if I can bring the stick.
I'll bring my own sticks too. That's how hockey works. God damn it.
Yeah. I'll bring, maybe, I probably got a few you can try. So.